It is January 24th, 2022, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. I am John Lothian. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. Learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project or the Path to Electronic Trading series at education.johnlothiannews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from JLN. SEC Commissioner Elad Rosman has left the building. He issued a departing statement on Friday, his last day as a commissioner at the SEC. His fellow commissioners, Chair Gary Gensler, Commissioner Hester M. Pierce, Commissioner Allison Heron Lee, and Commissioner Carolyn A. Crenshaw, issued their own statement on his departure. CFTC Commissioner Rostam Benham will be participating in a question-and-answer session as part of the CMC State of the Industry 2022 conference. There is a new entry in the Coinbase blog by the company's chief legal officer, Paul Grewal, titled Proof of Alignment. The post addresses asset listing decisions and processes. It also addresses investments by Coinbase Ventures and mechanisms to align ourselves even further with our customers. FINRA has issued a reminder memo of firms' obligations to execute marketable customer orders fully and promptly, and notes that 99.94% of them are executed within less than 5 seconds. Back in the day of open outcry trading, we had a 3-minute rule, but then, of course, when things got busy, a fast market would be declared, and brokers were no longer held to the 3-minute rule. Of course, the worst fill I ever received was a 17-minute fill on an order in a New York softs market. We have come a long way. The Financial Times Global Commodities Summit will be held on March 21st to 23rd at an in-person event at the Hotel Belrivage Palace, Lausanne, Switzerland, after a 2-year absence. The event bills itself as the preeminent gathering of senior commodity executives, traders, and financiers. Representatives from our new sponsor, ABAX Exchange, will be there, and they are a sponsor. The event is also accessible virtually. Former CFTC Chairman J. Christopher Giancarlo was a guest in a video discussion on the YouTube channel The Future of DeFi and their fireside chats. This is part of his campaign for his book Crypto Dad. Hong Kong Exchange and Clearing is looking for summer interns. Check out their summer intern program with a link in today's newsletter. Here was a humorous sign in a bookstore. We have moved a few books around. Travel is now in the fantasy section, sci-fi in current affairs, and epidemiology is in self-help. My son Tim was going to go to India for a wedding in February, but it has been postponed because of a surge in COVID-19 cases there. The Cboe Option Institute is holding a 60-minute webinar on Wednesday, January 26 at 12 p.m. Eastern Time, exploring the topic of accelerating growth in funds' use of options. The speakers will be Keith Black, Ph.D., Kaya CFA, FDP, Managing Director and Program Director, FDP Institute, Joseph Cusick, Vice President, Portfolio Specialist, Calamos Investments, Blair Hull, Founder and Chairman, Hull Tactical, and Matt Moran, Head of Index Insights, Cboe Global Markets. You can go to a link in today's newsletter to register, and look out for coverage of the webinar incorporating an interview with all the panelists, which will be appearing in JLN after the webinar takes place. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Crackdown on crypto ads. Biden nominates William Brodsky. Greenwood Project expanding outreach. From the spread this week, Alex Perry's Option Topia, John's take and term of the week. You can view it on johnlothiannews.com. Also this week, we have a sponsored content from Quantpedia, introduced by Changing Market Strategies. Quantpedia.com, the encyclopedia of algorithmic and quantitative trading strategies, helps analysts, traders, and investors discover and evaluate hundreds of quant and algo trading strategy ideas from academic research spanning tens of thousands of papers with minimal time and effort. We identify the most well-explained, applicable, and innovative ideas, catalog the strategies, performance, risk characteristics, and trading rules, and summarize them in plain language. The result is a continuously curated database of ideas for systematic investment and trading strategies. Users can screen and filter the ideas, examine strategy relationships, evaluate out-of-sample backtest results, or review visualized strategy comparisons. Pro subscribers can additionally model custom multi-strategy, multi-asset portfolios. Reports include 20-plus charts and tables for factor regression analysis, risk scenarios, seasonality analysis, tests of alternative weighting schemes, correlation analysis, and more. Quantpedia is introduced by Changing Market Strategies exclusively for John Lothian newsletter subscribers. There's a code in the newsletter for volume discounts on enterprise subscriptions and for information about other enterprise services, including alternative data analysis and custom projects. Contact Changing Market Strategies. Here's a story from Yahoo Finance. How BlackRock is managing the greatest investment opportunity of our lifetime. In his 2022 letter to CEOs, BlackRock CEO Larry Fink urged other heads of companies to prepare for and participate in the green transition as part of a broader defense of stakeholder capitalism. I believe the decarbonizing of the global economy is going to create the greatest investment opportunity of our lifetime, Fink wrote. It will also leave behind the companies that don't adapt, regardless of what industry they are in. My comment. What is the greatest investment opportunity of our lifetime? I think it is investing in yourself so that you can help others. Here's a story from Bloomberg. China's vast blueprint for tech supremacy over U.S. Trillions of dollars will flow into companies, infrastructure, and research park under the plans, which are key to Xi's plan to broaden wealth creation and create a more equal society. China's technology industry is a telling example of the country's unusual approach to economic development, mixing government influence with private enterprise on a scale that no nation has ever attempted. Under President Xi Jinping, the Communist Party has rolled out several programs to nudge the economy away from the labor-intensive, low-margin industries that underpinned growth over the last two decades, and to make China self-sufficient in critical technologies. Trillions of dollars will flow into companies, infrastructure, and research parks under the plans, which are key to Xi's efforts to broaden wealth creation and to create a more equal society. The risk is that his government ends up wasting money by investing in companies and sectors that fail to live up to their promise. My comment, plans are great, but reality is different. Here's a story from Fox Business. IRS to start requiring facial recognition scans to access tax returns. The Internal Revenue Service is going to start requiring users of its online tax payment system to provide a selfie to a third-party company in order to access their accounts. Beginning in summer 2022, users who need to log onto the IRS website to access the Child Tax Credit Update Portal, check online accounts, get their tax transcript, receive an identity protection PIN, or view an online payment agreement will need to create an account with Identity Verification Company ID.me. My comment, as long as it is just a face scan and not a brain scan. Here's a story from Yahoo Finance. here are the celebrities promoting crypto, even as concerns around scams mount. Cryptocurrency popularity has boomed in recent years, and celebrities have gotten in on the fanfare. But as criminal activity in the space soars, so has the likelihood that influencer endorsements could lure investors into costly digital asset scams. My comment: are you ready for the Super Bowl and all the celebrities promoting crypto? Here's a story from the Washington Post. Drop in college enrollment threatens to cause long-term economic social consequences. Another million adults have stepped off the path to middle class. Slower economic growth, continued labor shortages, lower life expectancy, higher levels of divorce, more demand for social services, but less tax revenue to pay for it. A sharp and persistent decline in the number of Americans going to college, down by nearly a million since the start of the pandemic, according to newly released figures, and by nearly 3 million over the last decade, could alter American society for the worst, even as economic rival nations such as China vastly increase university enrollment, researchers warn. My comment: this is a real problem, not just for the universities, but for society. Here are the top three stories from Friday's JLN. Our top story Friday was somewhat tongue-in-cheek: first trailer for a movie depicting the GameStop stock fiasco has arrived from Gaming Bible, which contains the line, "This is, of course, huge news for men who have posters of Leonardo DiCaprio in The Wolf of Wall Street on their ceilings." Second was Hong Kong Exchange's announcement of LME management changes, which included the news that Matthew Chamberlain will be stepping down as CEO of the London Metal Exchange on April 30th, 2022. Third was a tie between the Markets Wiki page for Matthew Chamberlain and the homepage of the ABEX Exchange, a new exchange out of Asia, which has just joined the list of John Lothian News sponsors. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. Hong Kong Exchange's financial sector faces talent crunch as expats head for the exit. Late last year, Tanya Sebri quit her well-paid job as a financial services lawyer in Hong Kong and returned to Australia rather than live a moment longer with the city's strict coronavirus restrictions. Sibri, who said she had enjoyed the previous 5 years in Hong Kong, is one of hundreds, possibly thousands, of foreign expatriate professionals who have left or are planning to leave, threatening to dent the city's standing as one of the world's financial hubs. Here is a story from Reuters. Greek Stock Exchange Board picks Kontopoulos as new CEO. The board of Hellenic Exchanges, the operator of Greece's stock and equity derivatives market, picked Yiannis Kontopoulos as its new chief executive to replace outgoing CEO Socrates Tsarridis, the group said on Saturday. Here's a story from the FT. Don't write off Hong Kong as a financial center just yet. Despite a political crackdown, people who want to move capital into China will continue to use the territory to do so. Humans seem able to ignore many great crimes against each other, but woe betide the individual who brings harm to a small, cuddly animal. Hong Kong is astir after the city passed a death sentence on thousands of hamsters following three human cases of COVID-19 linked to a pet shop where several of the rodents also tested positive. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe, and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.